Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
The bright, blessed day.
I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And bit cold out there this morning. It's a whole new week compared to the week prior. Really getting a lot of that cold temperatures throughout the night and the day. A lot of freezes overnight, right? We've had a lot more of that cold than we have in the past like month or so. This past month or so has been unseasonably warm, obviously. Been able to get a lot of stuff done outside, etc. Now, it's cold. It's hard to get stuff done out there. But, you know, we can focus more indoors on our plants inside. We can focus more on a lot of those things instead of having to, you know, hopefully you've put everything away and are all set with what you need outside and can worry about the indoor plants, etc. Start thinking about the holidays coming up, all the things that you can be doing. So hopefully that is something that you'll be able to enjoy instead of worrying so much about some of your plants maybe outside, etc. So, you know, this is that in-between time, right? Where you're just like, wow, you know, what do I do now with my garden? There's nothing really outside. It's freezing. I don't want to go out there. You know, we even had our first, like, snowfall this past week in some of the areas in Massachusetts and in a lot of New England. More north you go, the more snow there is. So it's changing. The temperatures are changing. The precipitation is turning from rain into snow, and we're getting towards the end of the year here. So it's definitely the season has officially changed, right? Just based on the way the temperatures have gone. So, it's we're moving from the outside to the inside, enjoying ourselves inside with our plants. And you know, I'll tell you, it's hard to replicate what you have outside. But, you know, some of the house plants, some of those plants that you had outside, bringing them in can really do that thing for you. So hopefully you have some in there that you can focus on and worry about, not worry about, but, you know, take care of. You know, the good thing is this time of year when it comes to a lot of your plants, you know, you're not focusing on fertilizing or having to do a lot more. A lot of your plants are just like, all right, I need some rest. You know, they just have to, you know, just spend time almost relaxing for the plant so that it can focus to get you to get itself ready for next season. So, not a lot of work to do on the plants this, you know, during the winter months. You know, not as much watering, not as much, like I said, a lot of fertilizer doesn't even need to be done for a couple months when it comes to the winter, because we're not trying to promote growth. We're really just trying to let our plants, you know, chill out for a bit. So definitely, you know, the outside is pretty much come to a quick halt. We're done with worrying about out there at this point. But if you haven't, you know, if you haven't finished out there, you know, today going to be a little bit chilly, but it might be a good day just to get done. Get out there and do those things. So, but plenty to talk about today. We'll take all phone calls the whole show, so definitely give us a call. We do have a call on the line, so I want to start right into there. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Hey, Bob's in Andover.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Love your program.
Thank you.
I need help.
Sure.
I've got a pink diamond hydrangea plant, and I'm not sure how to go about pruning it. It's getting out of control. And I heard you talk about the blue hydrangeas. You trim them back a bit, but you don't want to trim back too much or you lose your flowering. And the white hydrangeas, you can, you know, cut them all the way back down. But I'm not sure about the pink diamond hydrangeas. That works somewhere in between or something. But anyway, they're way out of control, and I gotta rein them in.
Okay. Now, is this a the tree form or is this the shrub form?
Shrub form.
Okay. All right. So, how big would you say it is at this point?
Oh, my gosh. I think it grew a lot, probably about 8 feet high.
Okay.
You know, they just went crazy. I fertilized them and watered them, and they're a beautiful plant, but I got to rein them in. But I heard you talk about you don't want to cut back more than one-third sometimes of the plant. And then I've read stuff online. They said for pink diamond hydrangea, you trim them right down to the ground until you think you killed it and then cut them some more. I don't know what to do.
Well, so the pink diamond hydrangea, which is a paniculata-style hydrangea, is almost along the same, and when I say almost, it is along the same, it's in the same family as the white hydrangeas.
Okay,
so we can kind of look at it at the same style, right? So this is one where you can prune back like that, and really it's almost like you feel like you've killed it. It is something that you can cut back almost to the ground. I mean, I have a hard time doing that too, you know, because you look at something that's...
That's why I said I got to call Patrick before I do this.
So the time frame that you're looking to do it is in the late spring, spring, right? So mid-spring, right? Because we're not looking to do it early. We don't want it to affect it long-term. So what I would do is look at it and say, all right, you know, it's 8 feet wide. Let's take about 10, 12, 15 of the biggest stems and say, all right, those guys, that's my main plant here, right? Kind of keep them evenly spaced so it just, you know, symmetrically looks the right way, right? Mm-hmm. And then what you can do is all the other main ones, the non-main ones, excuse me, because those we're going to consider our main ones. So the other ones, cut those directly to the ground.
Okay.
And then the other ones that, you know, you've kind of have that nice structure to, that you've kind of created the size that you want, you can cut them back to a half. You can cut them back, like, a little over a half. You can cut them less than a half. Really, you can go to about a half, right?
Okay.
And what it's doing is you'll keep the same structure, some nice structure to it. So in the spring, it doesn't look like nothing. And then the rest of the branches around it will start to reform and pop up and fill in. And, you know, it likes to be pruned hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like it's one of those ones where sometimes when it only gets lightly pruned, or if you're doing like a quarter or a third, right, the blooms on it might not be as big and as, you know, beautiful. So pruning does help.
Yes, Patrick, that is exactly what I noticed this season. I mean, prior years, the blooms were absolutely fabulous, and I think I made the mistake of just doing a light pruning. I just didn't know. That's good, really good.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Yeah. It's it's
Whereas
such
it's just
a
the reverse with
exactly.
You said it was just the reverse with the blue hydrangeas.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Difference in the two, right? I mean, they're both hydrangeas, but they're complete opposites. So,
all right. Thank you so much, Patrick. I really appreciate the help.
No problem, Bob. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take that break. We will be back in a few minutes. More of your gardening questions. Stay tuned.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we were talking right before the break there in regards to a pink diamond hydrangea. And you know, Bob brought up a good point, right? We talk about blue hydrangeas, we talk about white hydrangeas and what to do, but there's that, you know, in between, right? There's that pink hydrangea, and you just kind of say, well, what do I do, right? So it was good to be brought up because it's not really talked about or thought about. You kind of just say, oh, it's a hydrangea, right? What do I do? It's not blue, so... You know, it's a good thought process to take a look at, because it's not, you know, it's not not exactly the same, right? Because a lot of times with paniculata, they say just cut it all the way to the ground, right? This is a paniculata, but some people look at it and say, all right, it's a little bit different. This is what I want to do, right? Some other things to be thinking about when it comes to these hydrangeas is, do you cut the flowers off for winter? You know, some people will look at it and say, you know, cut the flowers off. Some will say, leave them on there. It's a nice little look to it for the winter. So that's another thing to be thinking about. It's almost like, do I prune right after it's flowered? Because that's what we talk about all the time. After something's done flowering, then we prune. So that is the case. You can do this right after it's bloomed, right? Sometimes, you know, cutting them while some of the flowers go by, allowing the focus to go to the rest of the blooms, right? So that's a thought for it. I like to prune off the flowers on a hydrangea like that. Once they're done blooming,
so that if during the winter months something happens and the blooms break or they get become weak, they're not leaving like a rough break on the plant, right? I'm going in there with pruners and making a nice clean cut. But I can understand the look that you're going for if you leave the flowers on it. Completely get it. So that's just something, you know, it's a good point to bring up and think about, because it's just like, well, it's different. Now, what do I do with this one? We kind of have the rules, you know, based on blue versus white flower. We say, all right, well, this is easy. This is what I do. So it was a good point brought up. So I appreciate that call. For everyone out there, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I know I've gotten a couple of emails in regards to it, in regards to the Christmas wreaths, right? We, you know, it was something we used to do every year while my father was with us. But that's not something that we do or anybody, we haven't contracted anybody out or anything along those lines like we have in the past. So definitely I appreciate everybody with interest in them, but we unfortunately are not doing those Christmas wreaths as we have in the past. So I appreciate everyone reaching out. Just not enough time in the day to do a lot of these things. So, you know, definitely take a look at some different things. I saw one website. I'll have to look it up during one of the breaks here. But it was, they had some really nice stuff. But I'm sure you can figure some of those things out just by looking online. But I do apologize. We're not doing those. We haven't done them in a few years. We're just not enough time in the day. And I can't do it from my house, especially with the little ones and, you know, worrying about all the other things. So anyways, we are going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll take that break. We will be back. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from bioadvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News.
More snow expected in western New York overnight as a travel ban is lifted in some parts of Buffalo. The southern part of the city is not one of those areas. Mayor Byron Brown says there's so much snow there, they have to just haul it out. Former President Trump called the Justice Department special counsel overseeing investigations into classified documents recovered from his Mar-a-Lago estate, quote, super radical left. Jack Smith, a veteran federal prosecutor, was chief prosecutor for a special court in The Hague. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investors of her blood testing equipment company. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged more military aid to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. He has also pledged some training and humanitarian support. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And definitely early in the show, so plenty of time if you have some questions or you're just getting up to enjoy it. It's a bit of a cold day this morning. Sun's coming out, maybe that'll warm us up just a little bit, but it's definitely cold. It's been hard to digest after having such warm weather late in the season, late into November, and now it's just like, all right, well, can we not have these temperatures? But anyways. We're thinking the garden, thinking about what we can do, at this point, you know, outside, if you haven't finished out there, definitely doing some cleanups, doing some things to, get done outside so you can focus on your plants maybe inside or just focus on the inside for now, right? And that's what we're doing this point. So, you know, what else can be done out there? This is the time you can clean your leaves if you want. Keep them, leave them, up to you, right? There's so many different things out there that say, well, we should keep them, we should leave them, we should do this. What do we, you know, up to you and what you want to do. You know, I'm still of the part that says, if you are not planting pollinators or some native plants or some sort of plant that brings the pollinators to the yard, then leaving the leaves doesn't necessarily do much for you, for the idea behind it, right? The idea behind this is leaving the leaves because some of our pollinators will overwinter in, you know, low on the ground, in the leaves, in the mulch beds, etc. And so the idea is the less you disturb it, the better off. But my thought is you don't have anything that flowers or you don't have anything that's attracting these pollinators. you don't have any of that, what are you doing for them? So that's where I think we need to kind of look at this and say, you know, what else can we do? Now, I'm all for the pollinators, 100%, over 100%. But I think we could be doing more than just thinking about it right now and, say, leaving the leaves. We should be thinking about adding those plants, you know, native plants, adding plants that attract the pollinators throughout the season. And then when it comes time to the leaves, saying, yeah, let's leave them. Let's leave them around the plants. Let's do this. Because I think that we focus on that right here, right now, sometimes when it comes to the plant, the pollinators, etc. It's a bigger picture. It's a lot bigger picture, and we could definitely be doing more with that. So, you know, all for it. If you want to leave the leaves, have at it. I personally like to clean it up myself, get them into the woods. I find that bringing them into the woods area actually helps the soil there, creates the own compost in there. It's just like a natural forest. What would happen, right? That's me. You know, I want to clean it up because I know that late in the season when the leaves are falling, the ticks are hiding out in there. You know, and I have children, I have a dog that are out there playing, and I don't want them to be covered in ticks or have those issues. So I like to clean them up. That's what I do. But that's what's great about gardening is we can kind of do whichever works for us and build from there. If it doesn't work for you, then, hey, don't do it. So I just think that, you know, some of the things we need to look at is just saying, all right, we need to add these pollinators, these native plants to the landscape to help with it. You know, the other thing, right, there's a very simple way to, if you've looked at, you know, having something to attract these pollinators. If you don't do a lot for your lawn and there's clover in it or weeds that flower, right, you're attracting pollinators right there. So, you know, next time somebody's saying, oh, you haven't mowed your lawn and it's got clover all over it or something like that. Well, you know, helping the bees. You really are. It sounds like I'm coming across as not, you know, but you definitely are, right? So those are things to really think about, is adding those pollinators, adding the native plants, right? Adding some of these things to the yard and garden to bring pollinators in. So it is something that, you know, is very important to the future of your landscape. And it's not just going to help those plants, right? It's not going to just bring the pollinators to those plants. It's going to bring them to the others, right? So definitely something to look at. Maybe it's, you know, obviously at this point it's probably a little bit late, right? But looking at what you can do. I mean, there are different times. You know, there's early, mid, late season pollinators. You know, and there's some that you wouldn't even think of that are considered kind of pollinators, right? You know, one thing, you know, there's a number of early pollinators. Let's think about this, right? So there's a river birch, redbud. There's pussy willows. There's witch hazel. Blueberries are even on there. The early season, right? You know, there's even the red twig dogwood, right? Something that you leave, you know, you keep that red twig looking good all winter. In the spring, it actually helps with some of the pollinators, right? So there's some early season, one that, you know, we don't really talk about a lot for a pollinator, something that we just kind of look at and say, we just, We don't even, when I say pollinator, sorry. We don't even look at it as like a ground cover. We don't talk about it much, and it's actually very popular. And a very cool looking one is a bearberry, right? That is a nice ground cover, stays small, and it's actually a really good early season pollinator. So it's got multiple different varieties, but you'll even see some of them with like a red berry, right? And they both will have that red berry. That's why, hence the bearberry, right? There's, I believe, three or four main species to it. The ones that are pretty, you know, common in this area are the, so the Latin names are Arctostaphylus, but you look for the Knick, or the Massachusetts, right? So that's a real hard to remember there if you're in New England, right? But this is a great pollinator, great ground cover, has the flowers, it's a great ability. I like this one. Like I said, the Knick and the Massachusetts are the two that I think are the most common in this area. They don't get big, right? But they can go wide, right? So that's a nice ground cover that we haven't really, we don't really talk about when it comes to ground cover. Because when we think of ground cover, we think of shady areas. This is more of like a full sun area. So this is something to look at as well. It's a really cool. So if you look it up, you know, look up bearberry, right? We used to, when I first got into the industry way back, into the professional part of the industry, that sounds bad. But when I came out of school, let's call it that way, I looked at it and I always confused it with bearberry, the bearberry and the barberry. Right? Barberry is the bigger purple green leaf to it. Didn't realize there were two different plants, but they are, obviously. And this one's just very low. It's very, very nice little plant on a ground cover in the full sun. It can take a little bit of shade. So, just another one to think about, but it is a pollinator as well. Right, so that's a pretty cool aspect to it. So these are just things that we should be thinking about. So instead of just saying, you know, let's leave the leaves, let's think about what else we can do. Right, and that's really what I want to think about. I'm all for people discussing leaving things here, right? Just some food for thought, because we're thinking about cleaning up, finishing cleanups and those types of things. But it's definitely worth looking at different pollinators and saying, all right, this pollinator is the best for here. So if you're looking to create a better garden, more blooms, more everything for you next season, bringing in some of these pollinators is only going to help you, right? And some of them you might already have, right? Some of the perennials that you might have. Salvia, right? That's a good one. Lavender, you might already have. Milkweed is another common one. That one a lot of people like because it attracts the monarch butterfly, right? So that's a good one to be thinking about. There's some others. Yarrow, right? You might have that in the yard. You might have some sunflowers, some coneflower, right? Echinacea is a great one. That one is a good one. Nice and easy. A lot of people probably have it. So that's a nice way to, already have something like that. One of my favorites is the liatris, right? I like the flower to it. That's a great one. Asters, if you grab some asters in the fall to plant, maybe that, leaving them there is a good one. It's funny, you know, some of the ones that we kind of look at and say, all right, I can't have that in my yard, which is a huge pollinator, is to a lot is considered a weed. So goldenrod is actually a great pollinator, right? Bees, butterflies, a lot of beneficial insects will actually come to it. So it's something, you know, you're saying, all right, a lot of people have allergies to it, myself included. I have tons of allergies, as you can tell, every week. But it is a great pollinator to bring plants to the, the pollinators to the yard. So, you know, think about it. If you see in it, maybe don't cut it down, but there is a perennial style of it, and then there's the weed style, kind of a little bit of a difference, but just something to think about. So we're going to take a break here. You can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special Shield DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're almost on the first hour, but plenty more time to go. We've been talking a little bit about pollinators, just because I was thinking about it the other day. I talk about, the whole pollinator and saying, with the leaves, and saying, well, do something about it. Then I don't give you any ideas. I don't give you some thoughts of what to do. And I gave you a few perennials, but I was thinking about it and saying, let's see what else we can do for shrubs, right? Some of the good ones for right now, this time frame, would be looking at using something like a winterberry, right? So we see the winterberry right now. Those are the ones with the red berries this time of year, right? You might see them in planters, you might, for winter interest, right? You might see them in, Christmas decorations, right? So you're looking at them, thinking about them. That is actually a great plant for a pollinator. It's late spring, early summer, right? The flowers on them, that's not really what you're looking for on a winterberry. You're not looking for the flowers. You're looking for the berries, but they have to flower in order to get the berries. So You know, it's just something to think about. So it's a nice little plant. Otherwise, it's not just like a, you're not waiting for it. But it's got nice green leaves during the season. It can get 6-10 feet tall, depending upon the variety you have. But it's good for pollinators to bring in there. Another one you can be thinking about, which, you know, it's kind of a, I wouldn't call it an old type shrub, but it's not one you think about as much anymore because we think more like our hydrangeas or this, that, you know, just little things like that. But a clethora is a good plant to think about. So clethora, some might know it as summer sweet or sweet pepper bush, is a great pollinator, right? It brings butterflies, hummingbirds, bees, all of those things to it, right? And you can get these in different colors. There's the pink and the white flower spikes. The most common is the white, right? You know, and that's pretty good stuff. It does, you know, full sun, part shade. But that's a good one to be thinking about putting into the yard. And it's relatively easy to take care of. Unless, you know, something happens like drought-wise, that's usually what will cause an issue. But otherwise, it's pretty easy to deal with. Another one that you would think about, it's more for, you know, you kind of look at it as the spring, would be pussy willows. The pussy willow is a early pollinator, right? So that's something to look at and say, all right, maybe getting that in there will help pollinating. So, you know, there's tons of different lists online that you can look at and say, you know, say you want this type of insect to come to the yard, this type of pollinator, or, you know, you're looking for native, specifically native shrubs. There's tons of those different, the different lists out there that you could look up to add to the season. So I think it's important I talk about needing the use of pollinators and what we need to do, et cetera, but then I don't really give you some ideas. So some food for thought, some things to think about. So bringing it up so you can think about it for next season. Because right now, you know, it's a bit late to be adding some of these plants in our area. But it's definitely worth thinking about. So if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few minutes.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.